This is the sixth in a series titled, So You Want to Know What a Priest Does and Experiences? Just Listen. It coincides with the Year of the Priest, in which we are trying to give the many dimensions of priesthood. So many priests play many, many diverse roles, and the more we understand it, the more exciting the priesthood is. Today I have picked out Father Walter Burkhart, S.J., Jesuit, noted theologian. And here is the bio on him, a man who is most inspiring, a man with whom I worked once and who taught me the value of weighing words, and a man who has really inspired many, especially in the area of justice. His bio upon his death at age 92 reads as follows in the Washington Post. Father Burkhart was a Jesuit priest who spent most of his career, much of it in Maryland and Washington, as a scholar of church history and theology. He was never a parish priest, yet he was considered a spellbinding preacher whose powerful calls for social justice and understanding influenced generations of Catholic priests and Protestant pastors. In 1991, when he was 77, Father Burkhart embarked on what became a global project called Preaching the Just Word. Traveling the world, he led more than 125 intensive five-day retreats for 7,500 priests and deacons. The goal was to instill both moral fervor and a fire in the belly for preaching from the pulpit. Quote, he had this wonderful way with words, and he really had something to say, said the Reverend Raymond B. Camp, a former Washington parish priest who accompanied Father Burkhart on most of his retreats. He would make the prophets people you could understand. He believed the prophetic voice was speaking to real human need. Among Father Burkhart's 25 books were 15 collections of his homilies and sermons. He also published a memoir and scholarly works on church history and homiletics, or the art of preaching. The 21 honorary degrees he received testified to the respect in which he was held, particularly in the Catholic world. From 1974 to 2003, he was a senior fellow at the Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University. In 1978, he was named the first theologian in residence at Georgetown, the oldest Catholic university in the country. Father Burkhart often criticized the restrained preaching style of his fellow priests, saying that imagination seems to be a vestigial organ that many a Catholic priest was trained to leave in the seminary. The flavor of his personal theology and rhetorical style can be found in his words from a 1991 interview in the Los Angeles Times. Quote, I agonize because in this land of milk and honey, one of every five children grows up beneath the poverty line, and our pulpits are silent. I agonize because in this land of the free, blacks and Hispanics are still shackled as second-class citizens, and we preachers have nothing to say to their hungers. I agonize because thousands upon thousands of women are battered by the men who vow to respect them. Untold children are abused by the barbarians who brought them into being, and we mouth mealy platitudes about a God who cares for everyone. Walter Burkhart was born July 10, 1914, in New York, the son of immigrants from what is now Poland. He entered a Jesuit seminary in Poughkeepsie, New York, at age 16, and in 1937 received a master's degree from Woodstock College, then in Howard County. He was ordained in 1941. Father Burkhart continued his studies at Woodstock and taught at the seminary from 1946 until it closed in 1974. He had a religious radio show in Baltimore throughout the 1950s. He received a doctorate in theology from Catholic University in 1957 and was on the faculty from 1974 to 1978. Father Burkhardt was an authority on early church writings and translated many from ancient languages. He was also known for his cultured manner, for his wide learning, and he urged priests to cultivate an interest in literature, history, and art, and for his graceful writing style. I would like to just point out here that we have published a number of things of Father Burkhardt. And one of the things he really came down on today's seminarian is that he must be a man of the intellect if he is going to be prophetic and if he's going to get to the people. He must read. He must be familiar with books and love them. And that must be part of ministry. As one person said, study is ministry. Ministry is study. Further, Father Burkhardt said, never settle for a good word when the best word is better. From 1946 to 1990, he was managing editor and then editor of the influential Jesuit journal Theological Studies. In 1992, he co-founded the Ecumenical Quarterly, The Living Pulpit. In 1968, Father Burkhardt was named to the first International Theological Commission by Pope Paul VI, even though he publicly disagreed with the Pope's encyclical forbidding birth control among Catholics. In a 1994 address at Georgetown University, Father Burkhardt said that decision, that particular decision, had cost me dearly and led to the severing of some long friendships. As he grew older, Father Burkhardt became more outspoken about what he considered the moral failures of modern society, from poverty and hunger to capital punishment, environmental degradation, treatment of the elderly, and the war in Iraq. Quoting Psalm 24:1, he wrote, "A well-rounded spirituality includes a realization sung by the psalmist, the earth is the Lord's and all it holds. We are only temporary tenants." A wonderful priest, a very inspirational teacher, a man who really made preaching come alive for so many of us. His books still are classic and well worth reading, especially in the way he does treat a homily. It is very, very special. I was at a meeting with him once, and I'll never forget the first time I ever really encountered him. The way he weighed words, he never wasted a word. And when he spoke them, he was like a musician. He intoned them almost perfectly. And they came out strong and firm and really touched you, because of the way he graced the word. Father Burkhardt, Jesuit. Amen.